Good morning, boys and girls, and thank you for your warm words of welcome. You look happy this morning. Is that because it's Easter? You're not at school anymore? How long have you got off?
2 weeks,
boys, a dear. You just get it good at school, don't you? There you go. And I'm sure over Easter you're going to get lots of chocolate. Is that true? Yeah? Are you going to demolish it all? Are you going to share any? A wee bit? Good job. There's your friends coming now as well. Good morning. You enjoying your Easter holidays as well? I don't get any. That's when I'm busy. Christmas and Easter. Well, it's good to have you here this morning, boys and girls. Did you ever see an advert before? It used to be around years ago, and I still think you sometimes see it in people's bumper stickers, you know, in the backs of their car. It says, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. And do you know why? Sometimes people get a wee puppy, and it's great when it's a puppy, and then later on they get bored with it and they decide that they want something else. But you know, my boys are a wee bit like that. Do you know that just about a month ago they were into the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles? And see now, their friends at school have got them into wrestling. They don't even watch it on the TV, but they've got into this because their friends are interested in it. 1 minute it's one thing, and the next minute it's another thing. In fact, about this time last year they were collecting cards for football, and now they want wrestling cards. Now, I'm sure some of you are into Pokemon. Is there anyone into Pokemon? There you go, I knew there would be a couple of... And is there a Lego thing going about just now as well that some of you are watching as well? No? I heard that's going. My Little Pony was never my cup of tea, but I'm sure one or two of you might like it. There's all these different things, and we go through phases, don't we? We like one thing, and then after a wee while, we like something else. And we get into all these different things to take up our interest. Well, this portion of scripture we're going to be looking at later in the Bible is about a man who was once interested in something really quite bad. Do you know what his passion was? Do you know what the thing was that he really, really got excited about? Persecuting Christians. The Apostle Paul really, really disliked Christians. In fact, if he knew that you were a Christian, he would have gone and spoken to some folks and he would have got a letter written out and said, get these folks rounded up and put them in jail. We don't want any of these Christian-type peoples around the place. That wasn't very nice, was it? And the Bible tells us that one day he was going to send some letters to arrest some Christians. And on the way, there was a bright light. Jesus Christ himself, God's Son, came to him. He met him on the road and he said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he explained to him that he was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, Paul thought that he was absolutely nothing to do with God. He thought he was a false prophet, a man who claimed to be God's son, but really he was a fraud. And you know, that day he realized that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, really did die for the sins of everybody who believes. And you know, that day as he looked at Jesus Christ, he really believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He was the most important thing in the world. Any other thing that he was interested in was nothing in comparison to Jesus Christ. And you know, the bit of scripture that we're looking at this morning is found in Philippians 1 and 21. And Paul's locked up in jail himself now for being a Christian. And you know what he says? For to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. He says, Jesus means everything to me now. Do you know, anything else I might have been interested in before means nothing. And there's nothing in this world that could ever swap with Jesus. This is a phase that's never going to end. This is the most important thing ever. I know about it, and I'm never, ever going to let go. No matter what happens, I am going to be Jesus, all for Jesus. That's the most important thing in the world. You know, you're off on your holidays and you'll maybe get to go and do some things. You'll be playing with your friends in the street. As you grow up, you're going to find some of your friends are going to want to do some things that you know you shouldn't do. And they're going to get really into those things. They're going to get involved in those things. And you know, they'll say to you, come on, it's good fun. Join us. You know, put the Jesus phase over here and come into another phase. Just a bit like my boys liked the football cards for a while and now they like the wrestling cards. They said, drop that over there. You know, that was for then, not for now. Move over here and come with us. Would you know, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, he's the most important thing in the world, and there's nothing can and should ever get in the way of that. When your friends want to do other things, you remember that Jesus is watching you all the time, and that he loves you, and that he gave his life for you. And because he's done everything for you, do you know what you want to do for him in return? You want to give everything back to him. You're safe and secure in Jesus Christ if you've trusted him. But he wants your life. Maybe you've never trusted Jesus. Maybe you've heard about him. Maybe you come to church every week and you hear people talking about Jesus. But do you know, other things are a bit more interesting for you. Other things are more important. Well, it's our prayer this morning that you would realize that Jesus is more important, he's more precious, he's better than anything else. All of those other things, they come and they go, they're fun, and then after a while they're not fun. But Jesus is a joy that keeps on giving. He's there all the time. He loves you, he cares for you, and he gives everything that you could possibly need. You'll get lots of chocolate over Easter and it'll taste nice. You're going to get lots of other things, but do you know the best thing that you could ever have is to know Jesus Christ and to live for him. And so that's our prayer for you this morning, boys and girls.